Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
It wasn't any normal phone that Amanda had found that day, lying on the ground next to a chunky red postbox, a slither of metal and glass. It surely wasn't her own. Finders keepers, she thought. Losers weepers. She'd seen the glistening phone from the floor as she was on her way home from the shops, with a bag of dried ramen, some fizzy pop, and a pack of 6 red apples in one hand, she'd bent down and scooped it up. It was an iPhone of sorts. There was a webbing of fractures across the glass where it had impacted against the stone floor. She swiped to unlock. No passcode. Just a phone. An iPhone, no less. Finders keepers. Losers weepers. A day later, and her colleagues at the sandwich cafe were telling her it was a fake. No such model existed. It was flatter and wider than the ones available on the market. It even had a fake app on there that her colleagues had never heard of. "What the hell is Twitter?" David said, before sipping his macchiato up through his moustache. "What do you mean?" Amanda said. "It's Twitter. You know, like, well, it's Twitter." She looked around the staff room to see the same "what the fuck are you talking about, Amanda" faces on the other 2 sandwich artists, their expressions increasingly more vacant the more Amanda tried to explain the app. 140 characters, tiny status updates, retweets, follow celebrities, get followers, etc. Her colleagues scoffed in unison with every added detail. They told her she was dreaming it up. She was having them on. She was lying. "What model of phone even is this? I've never even seen this one," David said. "It's, I don't know, an iPhone. My dad gave it to me, hot off the press. He knows a guy. The guy knows a guy who once worked with Tim Cook. Well, what do you want from me?" A little explosion of emotion, and there were no more questions asked. Just glances passed between colleagues. David twirled his finger next to his head to demonstrate how crazy she was being. "Twitter, though," How had they not heard of Twitter? Everybody's on Twitter. It was the app she'd found herself lost in since finding the phone. She'd signed herself up, followed 363 different people from all over the world. News bots, celebs, authors, regular people, anyone and everything, and in return, she'd gotten her own followers. She never tweeted much, but she liked to read what was happening in the world. She liked to dip her fingers into it and get a sense for the current events of the planet. At Newsbot Sky. Tensions rise as North Korea reveals nuclear arms for the first time. President Obama not happy. At Kanye the Best. New album's out this fall. Can't wait for y'all to hear it. Hashtag new album. Hashtag beats. At Just a Boy from Portugal. Mum's making brownies. Mum's brownies are the best.
Hashtag mum.
A quick dip in and out, and Amanda had gained a quick insight. No, an overview of current affairs. Another month passed by. Maybe it was two. Or three. It doesn't matter much. The point is, time passed and Amanda found herself incredibly lost in the world of Twitter. She was now well aware that nobody in her circles knew or used the service. And after several more emotional explosions, she learnt it was best not to mention the app at all. At Newsbot Sky. Devastation in Seoul as first bomb lands. But then the events split. A fork in the timelines. One in the world she lived in and experienced on a sensory level, and the other one was the world she read about through the Twitter app on her phone. At Kanye the Best. Getting hot in here. Hashtag new album. Hashtag beats. There's no new Kanye album, David said whilst they were wiping down the tables in the cafe. Kanye decided to stop producing new music ever since he split up with his wife, fiance. This is just more of your weird, made-up bullshit, Amanda. But, sorry, I thought there was... She said as she squirted a mouthful of bleach onto the table and wiped it down. Look, David said, putting the cloth down and looking at her. You have to stop living in a make-believe land. You have to come back to reality. You can't keep bullshitting people like this. At Newsbot Sky. US forces send counter-strike. Mission goes awry. Millions caught in crossfire. In Amanda's world, there were no bombs. No lives lost. No new Kanye album. Apparently, that was the real world. But in the other world, the one she was connected to through the Twitter app, it was a world on fire. It was as if the phone she'd found wasn't of her world. Or perhaps it was one big prank, and she'd been picked for an overly long reality TV prank show. Ha, got ya. There's no such thing as Twitter. Look how stupid you are. But there were no hidden cameras, no big reveals, and the world through the app continued on. At Newsbot Sky. North Korea reveals nuclear. At Newsbot Sky. Countermeasures placed. At Newsbot Sky. Decimation of the population. She followed along as the planet fell into a nuclear chaos, putting together the bits and pieces she found from the tweets to make the whole story. A story that read, "The End of the World." Over the span of the next 2 days, Amanda's Twitter feed was reduced to mostly silence. A flurry of activity, screaming, fires, explosions, and then there was nothing. It was when she was on her lunch break, drinking a cappuccino, alone, no colleagues to tease her. She was sitting next to the window. The rain outside pattered against the glass as the world she lived in moved along at its regular pace. She licked a tongueful of froth from the top of her coffee and thumbed through the Twitter feed. There wasn't much. A few spam bots. There were no more tweets about news. No more tweets from Kanye, and definitely no new album. But there was one tweet. The last tweet. The tweet was from @justaboyfromportugal. He didn't have many followers. Amanda couldn't even remember why she'd followed him in the first place. He only posted about his own family, his schoolwork, his food. Nothing interesting. Nonetheless, it was his tweet that was the last. "Please," his tweet read. "I'm alone. Has anybody seen my mother? Please help me find my mother." Amanda looked up, sipped from the coffee, and watched as the rain splashed against the sandwich cafe window. She thought about telling someone about the app, the world, the nuclear apocalypse. She sighed, took a deep breath, and deleted the Twitter app from her phone. Nobody would know about this other world. It wasn't theirs to know. It was hers, and hers alone. "Finders keepers," she thought. "Finders keepers."
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Finders Keepers was written by Luke Condor, narrated by Sylvia Robson, with music by Tom Robson. For more information and even a free book, head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, we've just launched a Patreon campaign at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you'll be able to support the show from as little as $1 a month, get your greasy fingers on a quarterly collected print edition of The Other Stories, and even suggest story ideas that'll be featured in a story itself. So, until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.